All right, update on the injury report. Derek Wolfe did not participate today, neck. Stuart Bradley did not participate, wrist. Champ Bailey did not participate, foot. Wes Welker did not participate, ankle. Ryan Lilja did not participate, he has a knee. Luis Vasquez did not participate, knee. And Greg Orton, wide receiver, did not participate, ankle. Any questions?
Coach, what's the latest on the Bogdanovich situation that you can tell us?
Well, there's really no latest. We're aware of reports, and sometimes it's erroneous because I think we probably find out before other people.
John, how long have you been aware that it might be 6 or maybe 8 games?
We haven't been aware of really any of it, to be honest with you. We don't know the suspension. There is no suspension, and which time there is, we'll report that. But anything else right now is really just talking heads.
It hasn't been enough for you to change things defensively out here and your preparations for the regular season?
No.
How concerning are the injuries at this point?
We're concerned anytime we get injuries. The reality is we're always going to have injuries. I've never been on a football team that hasn't had injuries. So it's pretty, how do I want to say, par for the course.
I don't know. I just think this early in the season, preseason, and these guys being out missing significant time, going to the first game, it doesn't concern you any more than any other time?
No.
Coach, what can those young running backs, Monte and Ronnie, learn from their performance on Saturday?
It's like anything. The more you do it, the better you get. And they're working hard. They're doing great in meetings. They're doing great in practice. They'll continue to get better each week in games. And, they're making progress.
So no real doghouse from a preseason game?
Well, I don't know about doghouse, but I don't really have a doghouse. But they, they'll improve, and they're young players, and that's what you expect. I think, fortunately, it'll be quicker than originally thought. What exactly that is, I hate putting timetables. He'll be day to day. Oh, yeah. I mean, you have to ask him that. But, I'm sure that was a scary situation for all of us, and particularly him.
But, John, is he up walking around? Is he in pain? Is there any lingering effects at this point?
Well, I think there's some soreness, but as you'd expect. From a medical standpoint, he's fine.
Was there anything special that happened when he was able to rejoin the team on the plane? His teammates, last time they saw him, was getting on
a... Yeah, they all came up, and, I'm sure they were, he was heavy on their thoughts, even when it happened. So, we tried to update him as well as we could during the game, and then, obviously when, he was going to join us on the flight back and all that, there was a lot of his teammates came up to say how happy they were.
Is there a concern that Champ Bailey might miss week one, week two?
Again, we just take it one day at a time. I know I say it all the time, but I truly mean it. It's day to day, and, right now we got Dominic Rogers-Cromartie back, so, we'd like to have everybody healthy, but it's not the case.